So the dishwasher is running in the background at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, which I know is not ideal for when I want to try new coffees. But hey, it's got to be done. It's got to be done. So yesterday I received from Make Decent Coffee a package with two new coffees freshly roasted on the 6th of August. Today we are the 9th of August. And the question is, how far do I want to travel? Because I've got a Tanzanian, Kilimanjaro, and I've got the Bolivian, Caravani. Now, the choice is obviously mine, and I'm in a bit of a quandary. They're both roasted on the same day. I don't think I want to try two coffees on the same day. So I think I'm tending towards staying in South America. Why not? Let's do Bolivia. Bolivia is certainly a lovely country. Sadly, I haven't visited yet. And as of late, I've had a few African coffees. So I'll put the African Tanzanian on the side for another day, probably tomorrow or the day after at the latest. Oh, here's the machine gurgling away. Never mind. And what I'm going to do, like I do and I always do, is I'm going to get a fresh kitchen towel in the drawer just behind me. I'm going to lay it out on my table here. The Rocket R58 is in the background. And in fact, what I should also tell you is these two coffees were geared towards on Make Decent Coffee, which is an internet-based company selling coffee and paraphernalia, actually as more or less a filter coffee. Well, we'll see. And I've also got one of their products that they're selling on the internet here to try out. Believe it or not, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo does not own a French press. I've got everything else you can imagine. Of course, starting with the R58 Rocket, dual boiler PID machine. I've got a Chemex. I've got a V60. I've got a siphon. I've got an AeroPress. I do my cold brews. I've even got a clever dripper. But I don't have a French press. And it's quite bizarre because, in fact, I think I'm right in saying that most people doing coffees at home would use a French press. In fact, I've also got the Espro press. Now, that's a derivative from the French press. It's amazing because it's double-walled and it's all in stainless steel and it's a pretty good brewing method. But a French press I never had. So on the Make Decent Coffee website, you can see they're selling the Chemex, they're selling the V60, they're selling the French press, and they're selling the AeroPress, and they've got lovely little video clips, actually, to show you how to use it, and that's very good. But I'm going to go into more detail about their website, maybe at a later stage when I've browsed around a bit more. Now, it's about trying their coffee, their freshly roasted coffee. What more can I tell you about this coffee before? Actually, I won't tell you anything about this coffee, because I never look at the back. I just snip it open. I will do this live here with you. I need some scissors. Here we go. Got some scissors. A lovely little yellow band across. And one other thing that I've noticed immediately when examining that bag of coffee is the one-way valve is actually on this particular model of a craft paper bag at the bottom, which I find very, very good. And I'll tell you why. Because often, when you start your coffee, it's really important, when you slip open a bag, it's really important not to let any air in. And normally the one-way valve is at, the first third of the bag at the top. And when you fold things over, you inevitably find that the one-way valve could be in the way of you really keeping the air out and still letting the beans degas. So I thought that was quite clever of them, and I've never seen any bags with that before. Right, snipping it open. All right, it's nicely hot sealed at the top, so really it was kept very fresh in there. And I'm going to lay them out here. Okay, I've got a bag of 250 gram. Now I'm just going to smoothen it out on my fresh kitchen towel. And I can see that the roast is, I wouldn't say it's very light. It's by no means dark, but I would say it's kind of medium dark. It's a tiny bit of shine on the surface of the beans. From what I've been used to lately, they're on the darker side. I will say that immediately. So I wouldn't be surprised if this particular coffee would actually be quite suitable for the R58 as well as an espresso and have some milk. Would take to milk quite nicely as well. What I'm looking out for is maybe damaged beans, those that are maybe underdeveloped and then come out in the roast kind of light. They just shine out at you. They're called Quakers. If you ever come across them, just pick them out because they could just tint your glass of coffee, your cup of coffee, and wouldn't be too nice. So, in fact, I can't spot a single one. Which is good. Then you can look out for elephant ears. These are the ones that are a bit hollow, so the inside of the bean is kind of gotten lost, and then you only have the outside skin, different structure of the bean. I'm trying to find those as well. The funny thing is the beans are quite dark, so it makes it a bit more difficult to actually spot. But I think so far, so good. Pretty spotless roast here. Evenly roasted, but I would say I'll keep to that a bit on the dark side, especially for what I've been used to lately. Ah, I could just spot one elephant ear, which I'm going to pick out. Now, I'm going to put them back into the bag, and I'm going to continue my examination. So I'm just going to roll this up here, and then put them back into the bag. It's a bit noisy, so here's my elephant ear, which I'm going to put to the side. Put it back into the bag, and then I'll decide where I'm going to venture in the French press immediately with that first roast. Not sure yet. Tell you what else I'm doing while I'm examining these beans and putting them back into their bag is I'm actually doing a delicious banana bread. Is in the oven. Well, it's Saturday and you've got to kind of work ahead for the weekend. I've got some friends coming around tasting some coffees. Got to give them something nice to go with it as well. And I could just smell it. It's got another few minutes to go, actually about 20 minutes to go, and it's starting to smell delicious. So this is quite exciting. I've got my cafetiere, put on my scales, obviously washed it. It's brand new. It's got a Pyrex glass, which is great. So it's resistant to the heat, the hot water that we're going to put it in contact with. I've ground 32 beans of coffee. I'm going to add 500 milliliters of water. The other nice thing and feature that was in the package, because I've got the French press here with me, is a nicely designed card which tells you how to use the cafetiere. So pretty much the same as any other vessel. You got to preheat it. You got to make sure it's clean. You got to grind the right kind of coffee, and the grind coarseness should be correct, and the ratio of water to coffee should be correct. So I've done all that. My vessel is heated up. I ground my coffees. I'm going to pour the coffee into this lovely looking cafetiere. Actually, it's got a nice handle to it too. I'm on the scales. I'm on 32, bang on. I'm going to tear this. I've boiled my water, which is just off the boil. I'm going to transfer it to my lovely stainless steel vessel, which has got such a nice swan neck to it. And I know myself, I can see myself already going in the around the world as I'm pouring. And what I'm going to do is I am going to just put 50 milliliters first. Or actually, no, this is a bit more. And I'm going to use my paddle. And I'm just going to stir it gently to see that all my grounds are nicely saturated. Right. I've done that. Maybe I'm going to let it sit there for a little bit. I've got my timer on as well, of course, because they say it should be about 4 minutes. I'm going to pour the rest to make up the 500 milliliters. Actually, this is pushing it. I don't think this will do it here. No, this was for a big cafetiere. This is a small cafetiere. I think my ratio is going to be off. Ooh, let me pause this. Okay, so let's start again. I've got 16 grams of coffee. I'm going to start pouring 95 degrees water, about 50 milliliters. Then I'm going to stop, which I've done now. I'm going to agitate a little bit, let it steep for 30 seconds, which I'm also doing. I'm going to put you on pause because I'm running out of time. Well, I let it steep for 3.5 minutes, didn't want to go the full 4 minutes. My timer for my banana cake or the banana bread has gone off as well. I'm multitasking as of usual, and I'm here. It yielded 200 milliliters of water, But I will have to do another recording to tell you what it tastes like.